ROCpodcasts.com.
Don't touch that dial.
Average white man.
How many advantages could one person have?
I'm a white man. You can't even hurt my feelings.
Average white man.
Whoa.
Average white man.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Average white man.
Average White Men Podcast. Thank you for listening on ROCpodcast.com and also to averagewhitemen.com. I'm Pat Sevens. That's Roy Q. Gordon.
Hello.
And we're fat and lazy.
Yep.
So these are some segments we have not aired over time.
Can you pass me the lard? Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh. You don't eat lard.
Well, but I still have. So I always have emergency lard. So hold on.
In a pocket.
There you go. So eat that. We're recovering from the food coma that was Thanksgiving. And also, you know, we probably got arrested Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Probably got a DWI at some point.
And I have a goiter.
Yeah, you have a goiter.
Always slows me down.
I caught herpes. Not sure how. And I'm going to itch those and enjoy this best of segment brought to you by...
It's the best of you've never heard before.
That's right.
Segments that we recorded and never put in the podcast because we thought it would be good for you to hear it later.
Or because we're just fucking lazy.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Bye.
You know, Pat, it's funny that you said the term grinds my gears.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had one of those. See there? Right there. Grinds my gears.
Oh,
all
yeah.
in all caps. So we're on the same page here.
I'm impressed.
Well, grinds my gears. Assholes. Douchebags.
Oh, okay, not the literal body part assholes, because
no,
I don't really want any
those.
Grinding involved.
No, it's important to...
People who are just...
just bad, just freaking... Just,
awful.
Yeah, terrible
yeah.
human beings.
All right. I'm not a big fan of them either.
No.
I tend to be one, but, you know, I don't like to admit that.
Well, so, took the family to dinner last night.
Okay.
How
was the Golden Corral?
We don't do the Golden Corral anymore. Besides, on a Friday, that's a Sunday dinner event.
Oh, sorry about that. My apologies.
Fridays at Ricky's in the Village of Fairport.
I've been to Ricky's.
My favorite little local greasy spoon.
Yeah, it really
is. I love
is.
This place. And it's amazing because you don't see any semis in the area. No trucks at all, but it's just entirely peopled with truckers somehow.
Yeah, it is weird.
I'm
you
like,
go
where
in
do
there?
These guys come from? Because I don't see their rigs anywhere.
At any point, you're like expecting to overhear someone, God, I got to drive through Iowa today.
Yeah, I know. I know, exactly. It's like they just got off the Route 66 and they're coming in for some ham and eggs.
And a prostitute.
Oh, and that leads me to the rest of my story.
Oh, good.
Yes. You can't have a good, wholesome family dinner without a prostitute.
Naturally.
If anyone hasn't been to Ricky's, you've been to Ricky's, okay? Even if you haven't been
it's
to
every diner
Ricky's.
You've ever been to.
It's every diner, every local diner, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Denny's, I think, started out as a Ricky's, but now it ended up as a Kmart.
It actually started off as a word that I shouldn't say, and then they had to change it because it was super racist.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
It rhymes with Rambo. Anyway.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not good.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Wow. Anyway, continuing on.
And they don't have collards on the menu anymore.
They
either.
Don't. I don't think. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. It's Denny's. Continuing
it's a
on.
Seasonal thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so the typical crowd, we walk in. I get there a little earlier because I was meeting my family there. So I get a table, mm-hmm. as one does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just. Looking around the room, it's a typical crowd. You've got your senior citizens.
Yep.
Yeah.
My eggs are too hard.
Like the truckers.
Yep.
The mysterious truckers. And just your run of the mill white trash.
Yeah, basically, it's a normal diner setting.
And of course, my family.
Which fits in.
Yes. We're a little bit of everything. It's the kind of place I remember I had in high school. I had this English lit teacher, Miss Modick. Right, Miss Modick. She used to talk.
Does she always want Mo Dick? I'm sorry.
Oh,
it was too easy.
Speaking of collards,
oh God.
She her claim to fame, and every year when you got this teacher, her claim to fame would be that she would take the entire class out to her favorite greasy spoon. I can't remember what it was. It was in Fort
sure.
Lauderdale somewhere. Excuse me. And
the Gator Ranch.
So that and she was manly.
Good.
But that's beside the point. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. So, yeah, she would, Miss Modick would take everybody out, take the class every year, would take her classes out to breakfast at one of these diners. And she would just talk about those diners every year. She wasn't a very fit woman, by the way. But so I, you know, every time I see one of those places, I think of dear old Miss Modick. And but my kids, now we don't go as a family, we don't go to restaurants that often. We just don't. It's
well, kids
first
are
of all, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And you know, there's five of us, three of them are kids, and it's they just don't have the etiquette.
Right.
We go in there, they are automatically all wound up because they're excited to be in a restaurant.
Right.
Now they have colds.
Yeah.
So they're hacking, and it's like, oh, why did I do this to myself? But you know, whatever. Be you know, that being what it is, just you know, we're sitting there, and I'm starting to look around, and I'm making this comparison. If you sit down at one of these places, you look at the staff.
Yeah.
Okay, the staff that runs this. Now, the food's always amazing.
Right.
Right. But I got a couple of glimpses of the folks back in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to see the people in the kitchen.
You really don't. And no. And it's funny because
why did you do that?
The couple of things come to mind: heroin addicts.
Okay.
Okay. Meth heads.
Good. Probably not a stretch.
No, probably not. The waitresses mm-hmm. are almost always very prostitute-like.
Kind of.
Well, they're either like they're the working prostitute, working mom prostitute, or they're the old lady hacking with, you know, the throat hole. Like, well, you want some more coffee?
Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
So, and I was thinking to myself.
Self,
as one does. These guys that are in the kitchen here at this diner. Now, how would it be if those guys tried to apply at, say, I don't know, Tuvine or one of these classier places downtown?
Can I answer that for you? As someone who's worked in the restaurant industry for the first half of my working life.
Okay.
You don't want to know what they look like either.
Oh, really?
You really don't.
I just have this image of these guys that are like, you know, from Top Chef or something walking in and they've, you know, they got the smart chef's outfit. They're not in the same flannel that they've been wearing for 15 years.
That's adorable thought.
With green crusted snot on the sleeve.
See, here's the thing.
Semen on the collar.
It possible. You really don't want to see the... First of all, you don't... When you're cooking in a kitchen, it doesn't matter if it's a diner or if it's Tuvine, okay?
Yeah.
Unless you're in a place like P.F. Chang's or Red Robin does this too, and a lot of places, Carrabba's does this, where they have the glass.
Oh, so you can see the kitchen staff?
And that's a smart idea because it makes the kitchen staff clean the hell up. but trust me, they're all the same in that it's a dirty job. I mean, people don't understand. Making food for lots of people working in a kitchen like that is a very dirty job.
Yes.
There is crap going everywhere. It's always, which always makes me laugh because a lot of chef stuff is white. And at the end of a shift,
what idiot figured that out?
It's some moron. It is just covered in shit. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the thing is, you don't really want to get dressed up because you're going to be dirty.
Yeah.
And you honestly taking a shower. Why? You're going to come out of a place, especially like Ricky's, smelling like pure grease. There's nothing you can do about it. It's on the bottom of your shoes. All of your clothes are going to smell like it if you wear anything different.
Yeah.
Like you actually have to have like a set of clothes or two, like one change or two changes of clothes that are just for work.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, from head to toe, everything you wear.
Grease and it's just slime.
Grease and slime and disgustingness, right? And...
At what point in your life do you go, that's what I want to do?
I don't
you just
know.
Have, you just, I've never understood that. I like cooking.
Yeah.
There's nothing more rewarding than really, you know, creating a meal for someone that and they really love it and it's good, you know, mm-hmm. tastes good and all that kind of stuff.
Clearly, you've never banged a really hot chick. speaking of rewarding, no, I'm kidding.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, it he is. Says as he points to his lip.
nice burpee. No, it is a rewarding thing, but when you're working in a kitchen, it's just it's not rewarding.
But it's like as blue collar as you can get. I
it
mean,
is.
You think about digging ditches or being a mechanic.
Working in kitchens,
being
right
a
there.
Chef is the same damn thing.
Yeah. I mean, there are foodie places.
Yeah.
Like, Tuvine's probably not like that, to be honest. Tuvine's probably got a standard.
Yeah.
Like, God, I hope they do. and you know, there's plenty of places in the city of Rochester that you know, that have standards where you have to look a certain way because they pay a little bit more. And,
yeah.
But most kitchens, like I worked in a country club that cost $20,000+ to join.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the, it was an upscale place out in East Aurora called Craigburn Golf Club.
Okay.
Right. And I worked in that kitchen. It was supposed to be a world-class kitchen.
Were you the only like non-Mexican in the kitchen?
No, it was actually full of white people.
Really?
Yes. Yes, because, you know, we have to have green cards. So you have to be a citizen.
You actually have to.
Also,
they
you don't
follow
see,
those rules.
You don't see that a lot up here. You don't see Mexicans in the kitchen up here very often.
It's too far. It's too cold for the Mexicans.
God, this sounds terrible. The one thing I can say about Mexicans working in a kitchen is if you go into a Mexican restaurant, you should be very happy they're all Mexicans and they don't speak English, because it will be the greatest meal you've ever had in your entire life. If you go to like Olive Garden, though, and they're all Mexican, you got to ask yourself why. Like, why is this? Not that, look, whatever.
They have olives in Mexico, don't they?
Sure. Why not? Where were we? I don't even know. We got a tangent.
Yeah, we did get off on a tangent there.
But my point is that it is not a pretty job. Chefs do not make a lot of money unless you get a prime job. There's lots of people who think they can be chefs and they're not.
Yeah.
You've ever watched Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's true. That shit's true. They're all head cases and it's just awful. And diners are diners.
Diners are diners.
There's not supposed to be anything special about it.
You know what's awesome about diners? You can go into any diner in the continental United States, from Maine to freaking San Diego.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what the diner is, you're going to see the same people in those diners.
Yeah.
And eat the same food, and it's all going to be amazing.
I'll give you a tip on how you know it's a better diner than others. Doesn't matter how it looks so much. I mean, it shouldn't look disgusting, but they all kind of look tacky.
Yeah.
You know I mean, here's how you know if you have a good diner. If you walk in and it's just an aroma of food.
Yeah.
And only an aroma of food.
Yeah.
You're in a good diner. It's when, because I'll walk into some diner sometimes, and there's just an odd aroma in there. Don't know what it is. Could be garbage. Could be cleaner. I don't know. But if that's what it smells like, it's going to be a bad diner. That's my fail safe.
And it's the host that's there going, you want a two or three, sit down there. And he just wears the really horrible sort of aqua velva mixed with bleach.
That's not going to be a good time.
Cologne.
That's going to be a bad time. Don't
Excuse
cough
me.
On me, bro.
So as I gaze around, you know, we finish our meal and I'm looking around. I'm like, man, these people, it's just, I don't know. I somehow fit in, which is scary, but
you do,
I don't
it's a
fit
diner.
In. Yeah.
You don't fit in with everybody because it's literally a mix mash of every single person in your community.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a very prominent person in our area that goes to that diner constantly.
Yeah.
I believe you work with him now.
Oh.
He's constantly there.
Yeah.
And it's his spot, man. I mean, it's. Just because that's the diner. That's the in-town diner. You know what I mean? Unless you're in Irondequoit, in which case there's 17 of them.
Really?
There's like 17 diners. An East Ridge diner a mile away from another East Ridge diner.
And in it's between, not the same.
And in between there's three other diners just on East Ridge Road. I'm not talking about like Titus and all this other. No, they're everywhere. And that's along with the 9 pizza places there are in 1 mile.
Now, are these diners Greek diners? Because it seems like Greeks own a lot of the diners for some reason.
Here's something I'm going to bitch about. In Buffalo, everything's a Greek diner.
Yeah.
You know, because I grew up there, and everything's a Greek diner. Here, there's no Greek diners.
Well, isn't Jay's is kind of a Greek diner?
Yeah, but it's an okay Greek diner.
It's not real Greek. It's not...
I mean, it is, but...
You can't have a souvlaki breakfast.
You can, but... It just doesn't do it for me there. I don't know what it is. It's just meh. It's not the same. In Buffalo, you go, they have these 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week diners that are great diners. And you go in there, and you can order fucking anything.
Wow.
Anything. Name it. What do you want?
Baklava.
You have it. They just made it. For some reason, they just made it.
Just come out of oven. You want it. You want meat? You want lamb?
Honestly, they have that, too. I don't get it. They don't do that in Rochester. Piss me off.
I don't know. Maybe it's because of all the Italians here.
Maybe it is the Italians here. They don't like the Greeks.
Yeah.
I like them Greeks over there. Sons of bitches.
So we finish up our meal and then we're leaving and I'm thinking, yeah, it was all right. It was $40 or whatever it was.
Normal.
For 5, it's not too bad.
Nope.
Walk into the car and my wife like starts flipping out. I could tell she's pissed off. Mm-hmm. She's getting the kids in the car, and she's looking at this van that's next to our car. She's looking, and she's got this scowl, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? I walk past the van. I was late getting out because I was paying. So I catch up to them. They're getting in the car, and she's like, that big, fat beast over there just flicked her cigarette. Almost hit my daughter. Almost hit our daughter and me.
Classy.
And I'm like, I'm thinking, geez, you know, what the heck is wrong with the... And I could see the woman in there, and she's just the typical diner goer.
Sure.
She's elderly.
This is a big night for her.
She's a big girl. Yeah. She was a big girl with it for a big night.
Elderly, big.
She's in there and she's hacking. She got in her car, flicked the cigarette. It went whizzing past my daughter's head, almost hit my wife in her skirt. Thought I was going to say something else, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And I'm looking, and I see the burning cigarette, and it's like right there. I'm like, and I look over, and I roll down my window to say something, and the lady smiles with most of her teeth still there.
Good.
She smiles and she waves, and I'm like, Mrs. Modick?
Come on.
Looked just like her. I could have sworn. And then I had to do a double take because there's no way it was her. One, because she's dead. And two, because she would, if she were still alive, she'd be in Florida.
Maybe it's her daughter.
I think it is.
She's come to find you.
So.
At a diner in Fairport, New York.
Yeah. So when you go to a diner, just make sure that, I don't know, you don't die.
Thank you. That's moral of the story. Of the story is don't die if you go to a diner.
And that's how you don't tell a story.
Pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole.
So, you can hear them running around upstairs. My kids had a half day today.
Yeah, I noticed it is a Friday that we're recording this.
Yes.
And last time I checked, kids go to school 5 days a week.
Yeah, but not now anymore, it seems. I'm trying to do things. I'm trying to get things done. Now that I've switched my work schedule around, I work in the afternoons, not the mornings anyway. Anymore. So I'm constantly screwed up, but I'm getting back into the hang of it. But now I'm trying to schedule things, and every time I look at the calendar, the kids have a half day, half days are always on Fridays.
Yeah.
Always on Friday.
And that's because the teachers want the half day on a Friday, let's be honest. And I can't say I blame them.
Screw the teachers. It's about me.
Well, it's naturally.
So half days on Fridays. So that Friday's screwed. I can't plan anything on Fridays.
Right.
And then when there's usually when there's a half day Friday, it's followed by a day off on Monday. So they have a 3.5 day weekend.
Okay.
Monday, that's screwed for me too. I can't do anything.
That's dumb. Just give them a 4 day weekend. Why do we see? Here's what I understand about half days.
I know. Why do they go? They start school at 9 or 8:55. They're done by 11. 11, 11:30.
Why the fuck did we even go to school?
2 hours. I know if you're like me, I can't get anything done in 2 hours. 2 hours is nothing.
I can't masturbate in 2 hours. Well, that's not true. Yes, I can. I can masturbate about 20 times.
I was going to say.
But no, I mean, 2 hours is nothing. Like, I have to think, if I'm coming out here.
I take a dump in 2 hours.
If I'm coming out to your house to record this podcast, I have to plan for days.
It takes you 2 hours to get out here.
Yeah, exactly.
Bonnie died. Bonnie died.
No, Bonnie's still fucking dead from dysentery, okay? And I don't fucking appreciate it, all right? Just want you to know that shit.
You got typhoid on the way.
I fucking did. I survived, but I lost an arm.
You know what's funny? When
Thank
you
God
never
I cut
work.
All those bear pelts.
It's good to keep warm here in the frozen white north.
It is.
Yeah, but it's just annoying. Now, what are you going to do? Kids need day off. The teachers need... And it's Veterans Day on Monday. What am I going to tell the veterans? Screw you!
You know what? It's insulting. We don't get off for Veterans Day.
No.
Like, no...
But banks are closed, right?
Yeah,
there's probably no mail. They probably don't do any trash pickup on Veterans Day.
No, they don't. No. Like, all those jobs, which, granted, they do deserve a day off. Like, people who do real work deserve a fucking day off. Like, what do we do? We don't fucking do real work.
Blah, blah. Hey, my voice box needs a rest.
Yeah, okay.
I'm getting a little hoarse.
I think I got a horse cack for you to put down there to massage it.
Wow.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not from me. That's don't worry.
Well, you're Irish. How could that be?
Exactly. But I don't know. It seems like when we went to school in the days of yore, that there wasn't that many half days. Like, I mean, shit, we didn't even get a snow day here. Now, you grew up in Florida, so, I mean, you have hurricane days, but...
Yeah.
Hey, are we going to school today? Oh, teacher just blew across the street. No, we're not.
Disaster days.
Disaster days. Now, here, we occasionally get a snow day. Mm. And do you have any
idea... But you have to make that day up. They tack on another day at the end of the school year.
And the assholes tack on... And the reason they did this is because they have to have so many days of the school year in order to get federal grants.
Right.
So that's what they would do. I don't know if it's still the same, but it used to suck. There used to be like, it'd be a blizzard.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to school. You can't see the fucking road. Yeah, you're going to school. Get on the bus. You'd be like on the bus scared to death because your drunk bus driver is trying to get you to school on country roads, mind you.
And you know, they have to do that. They have to because of their laws.
Right.
Their stupid laws.
So every so often.
I don't want anything to do with you or your damn laws.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, Brian. So. It was rare we got a day off. Mm. You know, I mean, we get Christmas and you'd get like Columbus Day or some horseshit, but you didn't get Veterans Day and you didn't get half days and you get all this stuff. And now it seems like all these kids every fucking week, it's like, oh, the kids have a half day today. It's a Tuesday, asshole. Why do they have a half day?
And why is it always the second half that they have off?
Thank you.
I think it would be better to let them sleep in.
Right.
The teachers should do all the stuff they want in the morning and then send the kids to school after lunch.
Because the teachers want to go home. They want to have a long weekend.
Once again, it's the teachers. We need more money. We're taking care of your brats all day. We can't drink at work. Freaking teachers.
I know. Fuck, what is this world coming to? I don't understand as parents. And again, I don't have kids, so I don't know this yet. But if you're a parent and your kid is on a half day and you're both working full-time jobs, which you're not, but that's beside the point. Let's say you both have 9-to-5 jobs, like most people. What the fuck are you supposed to do? Get a babysitter?
Yeah.
So the whole town needs a fucking babysitter today.
That's why the those childcare places charge an arm and a spleen for you to drop your kids off there.
No shit.
It's ridiculous. Like $150 per kid per week.
Yeah. That sounds good. To be honest with you, compared to some other prices I've seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, you know, when we were thinking about having kids before we decided.
But that's for 2 hours.
Oh, I know. It's for 2 hours. See, that's the part that
pisses
me off.
Can you imagine that's a good wage. That's making like $60 an hour.
Yeah. Isn't that great? And all they do is give you Benadryl and make you go to sleep.
Where the hell are you dropping? Where would you drop kids off, man? Where do you see those places?
I mean, you know, just because they were called dens and happen to have crack doesn't mean much. I don't see what the problem is.
I'm just going to drop my kids off over at Yolanda's there.
Yeah.
Down in the corner.
It'll be fine, right?
Hey, Yolanda.
Oh, where are the kids going today? Oh, they're going to Bonnie's. Oh, good. Who's Bonnie? I don't know. She lives on our street.
We had our youngest in this place around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that took care of her was, she was a big woman.
Okay.
And she was gargantuan. She was tall and
like Big Mama's
robust.
House. Yeah, like huge.
She sat in this lazy boy chair and she would never get up, even to change the diapers of the babies that were there.
Good.
She would just still be in the chair and lean down and change her diapers. She just didn't move for anyone.
I picture this
she
fat
was like
woman,
Paulie from Goodfellas.
Picture this fucking woman with just babies on the floor around her.
Yes.
They can't even crawl.
The last day that our girl was there, my mother-in-law went to pick her up. She pulls up. You go in through the garage.
Yeah,
there's a door there.
Good.
It's open.
Good.
Because
kids won't run out or anything.
No, our daughter is standing at, and this, she was just a toddler at this time, so she's very young. She's standing at the top of the stairs that goes down into their rape basement.
Good.
And she's standing there just looking down the stairs, and she has a black eye.
Oh, God. Wait, at the bottom of the stairs are three ninjas.
Right.
Because that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. No. No, it's three priests.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And the bottom in the basement is a bar.
Good.
It's just a joke waiting to happen. So, needless to say, we took her out of that place.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of...
Okay, Now, how long was she there for? Like, how long did you have her there for?
8 months or something.
And when did you realize that, like, shit was happening?
Well, that was the... Here's the thing. When you have your kids in daycare, there are certain things that you just kind of have to live with.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that draw the line for you, and you're like, okay, we can't do that.
Like, one, cocaine's fine.
Right, but if you're going to go as far as doing crack,
that's where you draw the line. Crack pipes, crack's whack.
Crack's whack.
That's what people tell me. What sort of things do you have to accept about a daycare?
Jeez.
In your opinion.
In my opinion?
Yes.
Apparently
fat women who sit in a chair and don't get up.
Well, that's the thing. If it were me,
yeah,
and I was going to choose a place, the woman would be fit. Mm-hmm. She would be serving healthy food. Like, I'm not making this up. When we dropped her off there, she's like, you could just imagine like Jabba the Hutt being there. She's like, we're not the healthy heroes here. We don't serve healthy food.
We serve Oreos
because
that are mixed in with lard and trans fats,
mac and cheese,
good,
and mac and cheese and mac and cheese.
Ooh, wait, mac and cheese.
It's like you're making a bottle for my daughter, because she was still drinking formula at the time,
with mac and cheese in the bottle.
You try to get mac and cheese out of a nipple.
Not good.
Well,
unless you're a strong sucker.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so the cleanliness of the place is one thing that you look at. The people that work there mm-hmm. are another thing you look at.
Yeah.
And you kind of judge it and you say, all right, well, we'll let that go. We'll let this go. But when it comes to not paying attention to the kids, that's when we have to draw the line.
Okay.
And so when our daughter's standing at the top of the stairs, the doors for the way out is open mm-hmm. and she's standing at the top of the stairs looking down at three priests, that was when it was time to cut it
How
off.
How did she get the black eye?
The black guy?
Black, no,
he
the
just
black
worked there.
Eye. The black eye.
She fell on the playground,
uh-huh.
and the lady didn't think that it was bad enough to call us.
See,
and
here's
I'm like,
the thing.
Call me. I don't care if she gets a paper cut.
Yeah.
You call me.
Like, wouldn't you be worried about a liability? If you're the owner of a daycare and a kid gets injured, and you don't, how could you not call the parents immediately and be like, hey, just so you know, little Susie got a black eye. She fell on the playground. She's okay.
Right.
We're putting ice on it.
Right.
I didn't want you to show up and realize that. But any questions you have, anything I can do to answer, please feel free to ask them. I just want to communicate.
Right.
That's all you want to do.
Right.
But instead, she's like, I don't want to tell them because then I'd have to get up and dial the phone. That's my impression of the woman.
That was spot on, and you never met her.
Mac and cheese.
Fuck off. Get me a bucket.
Oh my god. Yeah, I went to daycare as a kid because my parents were terrible and got divorced. and respectfully to my parents.
Yes.
And all I can remember was this one kid. They dropped me off, and this one kid would always come up to me. I'd be standing there, and he'd go like this, right to my face, and smack me in the face, and then run away. Every day. I don't know what I did to this kid. To this day, I don't know if I, like, took his giraffe toy. I don't know what I did.
Wow.
And so I hated daycare, and it made me socially awkward the rest of my life.
Wow, wouldn't it be great to find that kid now?
I want to find that kid and fucking break his face.
It would be great if you could, really, if you could find him, like, on Facebook, and then it turns out he lives, you know, not too far. You follow him around for a week.
In all seriousness, if I did find that kid, here's mm-hmm. what I'd probably do. I'd sit him down and say, Timmy, sure. I don't know what
Timmy!
It is. Sure, it's Timmy. Timmy, you know what? I want you to know that I forgive you for everything you did. And, you know, though it had a very dramatic impact on my childhood, it's grown me into the adult that we are now. So if you could continue to keep that gag in your mouth. And not fight the restraints.
There you go.
I'm now going to sodomize you.
Yes, with an eggplant.
Yeah.
Last week, in case you missed it, Dallas Mavs owner Mark Cuban thinks HGH should be legal in all sports. Maybe it'll speed up rehab. All pro sports leagues should work together towards a complete understanding and not make emotional-based decisions.
Just give me my protein bars!
In case you missed it, Bon Jovi wants to buy the Buffalo Bills. I missed it too, because these reports, according to his publicist, are preposterous. Not even washed-up 80s rock stars want to buy the Bills. Here we come, Toronto. Last week, Canadian curling needed some press. When doesn't it? Apparently, so does the new Anchorman movie. Anchorman Ron Burgundy joined TSN in Canada to cover the curling Olympic trials.
trials. Still, nobody watched. In case you missed it, sports have a winner and a loser, unless you play soccer or play in the NFL for the Packers or Vikings. The only ties we need in sports are the ones that go around people's necks. In case you missed it, an Oklahoma City Thunder fan sank a half-court shot and won $20,000. Too bad for him, because he plays Pee Wee College Basketball, and Pee Wee College Basketball Compliance says you can't win that paper.
NAIA rules clearly state that a student-athlete cannot use their sports ability for financial gain while still in college.
Playa, compliance ruins lives and empties wallets. In case you missed it, boxing champ Manny Pacquiao got jabbed where it hurts, his wallet. He owes the feds over $50 million back taxes, but he don't care. He's still borrowing dough and helping out typhoon victims. In case you missed it, it was week 13 in the NFL. Here's who won. Jaguars, Vikings, Colts, Eagles, 49ers, Broncos, Panthers, Patriots, Dolphins, Falcons, Bengals, Giants. My name is Smalls, in case you missed it.
Average White Men presents The Shit You Didn't Read on a Newspaper. On a newspaper? What? On a newspaper.
Whatever. In a newspaper or around. It's preposition day.
But who the fuck reads a newspaper? Brought to you by Chuck for the Nuts Brand Coffee. I forgot the shit. Take two. Average White Men presents The Shit You Didn't Read in a Newspaper, because who the fuck reads a newspaper? Brought to you by Big Jim's Gate. Shit!
Not so much.
Every time we do this, I just fucking die. Okay. God damn it. Cocksucker. All right. Jesus. Get it out, asshole.
They had a fire drill because I took a dump.
Yeah.
So that happens. It's been one of those shitty kind of weeks for me.
Hey. Oh.
Shh.
Phone's ringing. Someone's calling.
Do we have a phone call?
We have a phone call.
When did we get a phone?
We have a phone. Well, we're streaming this live to one person, and he's calling.
Okay. And who is that?
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Who the hell is this?
Henry.
Oh, hi, Henry. Wow, Henry, you got a cold, bro?
Jesus, man, what the hell's wrong with you?
I just knew you're talking about my favorite subject.
What?
Making a dog.
Oh, pooping.
Oh,
fantastic.
Let me just tell you a good story.
Now, Henry, how old are you?
Let me see.
If you have to carry the two, I'm concerned.
I'm going to carry the four. I was born in '07. I'm in my 90s, I think.
Very old. So when you take a giant dump, is it into a toilet or into depends?
Well, it depends. I got a gripe.
Okay, you got a gripe.
All right, go ahead with your gripe, man. Do it.
Okay. You know what really pisses me off? When I gotta take a dump, and some goddamn third world illegal son of a bitch is there cleaning the damn toilet.
Why the third world? Where do you take a dump?
Did you gonna get an American to do that job? Come on, get out of here. I'm walking downtown in the Rochester downtown area. You know, I'm walking, strolling down Main Street or whatever the fucking goddamn thing it was.
As you do.
I'm walking down Main Street, and so I, when you're in your 90s, all right, first of all, my colon died in 53.
Oh, okay.
So when you're in your 90s, well, you gotta go. With your body just says, hey, you gotta go.
That's true. I understand how that feels. That's what happened to me this morning.
You gotta go.
I can vouch for that. He just, he had to go, and it went.
So anyway, I go into there, and there's a Chinaman at the desk, and I say, hey.
Whoa, Henry, I don't think we call him Chinaman anymore.
The slant-eyed yellow guy. I said, hey, Mr. Lee, where's the crapper? Where's the shitter at?
Is his name Mr. Lee, Henry?
Of course, aren't they? All named Mr. Lee. And so he points to the back. I go walk. You know how you do the walk when you gotta clinch up? And I don't even have an ass anymore. I just have two bones. I'm clinching my two ass bones together walking. And I go up there, and there's a sign. Right, there's a sign. There's a visible. First of all, it's a sand.
Whoa,
hey, this is at least a respectful shot.
What? You know, the guy, the brown guy, the jockey, the camel
no,
guy.
No, Henry.
From the Middle East over
I can
there.
Tell that you're 90 years old. You have no idea what to call people.
Anyway, a brown individual with a towel wrapped around his head and a fucking dot on his forehead. He's up there putting a sign that says the shit is closed. Now I'm an old man. I gotta go. And I'm like, hey, When am I gonna go take a shit? So he says,
what? What'd he say to you?
So he says, go, you have to, I don't even understand what the fuck he says, because he speaks some weird freaking clickety-clackety language talking. So anyway, he says, I can't use the bathroom. Now, I was going to go in the ladies' room, but some dame had just walked in.
Good.
There.
Women like being called dames.
Yeah. You know, she goes in there, and I can't go in there because I don't want to get arrested, you know? Uh-huh. I don't want to whip my thing out there and scare the poor bro.
Right, of course.
So anyway, I'm looking around, and by this time, my asshole is sweating. You know when you got to go to the bathroom, and your asshole starts to sweat, uh-huh, like your pre-lube, like your body's getting ready to let it go? So I turn around, and I see this guy, the brown guy. I see his little office. He's got, like, a little work office. This is janitor. And, you know, it's got a mop bucket. I'm looking at that mop bucket. Oh, that mop bucket. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it on the mop bucket.
So that's on the mop bucket, Henry.
I went in there, and I turned around, and I see, and it's Habib. His name is Habib. It says Habib's bucket.
Okay.
I drop, and I let it go right in his bucket.
What?
Right in the bucket.
First of all, that's really gross and inappropriate, Henry. I got to tell you. Second of all,
did you at least shut the door?
I didn't shut the door. Jesus Christ. I didn't have time to shut. I was lucky I could get my pants down around my ankles.
Jesus. What did you use to wipe, Henry?
That's a good question. You ask great questions, Pat. You know, I didn't have any paper, and I'm looking around with no rags, and I'm thinking I could take off my socks. But Argyle, so I look, and I didn't know there was like a little book there. It looked kind of like a Bible, but it had some strange squiggly lines on it and weird like writing. I don't know what it was, so I used a couple of sheets of that little
Wait, screen. Was it the Quran?
Yeah, probably Quran.
You used the Quran as toilet paper?
I did. I wiped it on. I dropped, left it in a bucket, and then I
went. Oh, my God.
And I went and got some bagels.
Good. I'm glad that you went and got bagels.
Wow, that, Wow, thanks, Henry. I really appreciate that story.
So now that we've accomplished all the racism ever, we're going to let you go, Henry.
My goddamn story, you freaking assholes. I'm going to get out of here.
Good luck with your pooping. Oh, my God.
Wow, so I'm so glad that happened.
I'm glad that he sounded like all of our grandfathers and didn't understand the concept of we don't call people certain things.
Do you know what he calls Brazil nuts? I was talking to him off the air a little earlier.
What does he call Brazil nuts?
N-word toes.
Yeah, no, that's not politically correct at all. That's not really how it goes.
Next time we'll call him and ask him what he says when it's as hot as a blank in here.
Oh my God.
We will
God.
Talk about that later at some
Jesus
other point.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, that's good old fashioned family racism.
Yo, the Mental Overload Show is great.
Always great.
It's funny. It's very funny.
We want to give every listener that what the fuck look.
And we do that with our original content because our topics are unlike no other. We don't do the mainstream media thing. We do shit that people have to deal with every day and make fun of it.
Oh yeah, we talk about runaways. We talk about gorilla titties. We don't give a fuck.
We talk about them blacks. We talk about them spics. We talk about them whites. We talk about everybody.
Hey, everybody.
It's original content. We guarantee at least 12 laughs per episode.
Yep. And we even talk about priests.
Priests, they're great. They're great molesters. They perfected it. So if you're bored, you got some downtime, you want some mindless entertainment, check it out. MentalOverloadShow.com.
Mindless entertainment at its finest.
Do it now or we'll hammer fist your grandmother in the choach.
That sounds nice.
Woody Woodpecker was fun. What?
What?
Huh?
Who?
Oh, yeah.
MentalOverloadShow.com.
Mindless entertainment at its finest.
Salutations, ROC podcast listener. I'm here to tell you about my show, the Shoot to Thrill podcast, featuring yours truly, Marcus Cox, the fanciest newsman in all of Rochester. There's also some other people. Join us every week to hear me, Rochester's best-looking newsman, Marcus Cox, and those other people whose names don't matter, as we entertain you with lovely segments like The Creep Off and The Fancy News, brought to you by me, Marcus Cox, the most entertaining newsman in Rochester. Not some bum like that Don Elhart. Anyway, listen to Shoot to Thrill on rocpodcast.com, iTunes, or on your mobile devices via the Stitcher app, which is short for the word application for you lesser educated peoples.
Finally, a show for the people. Men of such sensitivity and caring.
And I'm sorry to any of our black listeners.
We have black listeners? Men of such professionalism and style.
Clearly, I fucked up.
Ah. That's what it looked like when you were in control.
All right, now shut up.
Men of integrity. I was more worried about midget porn, but you have a good point about, you know.
I was trying to be, you know, to reach the broader audience than the...
I don't do that.
And men of courage.
You fucking kidding me?
Oh my god, we're terrible at this.
It can only be Air Wreck Radio.
ROCpodcasts.com.